It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:02 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Dell. Lance is still hanging around, but he's not allowed to talk, I don't believe. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, Astros fans were clamoring for Sonny Gray. And Chris Archer and those guys.
Wow.
How's that worked out?
That didn't work out at all. I like Chris Archer, though. Chris Archer had some wild stuff. He had a live arm, and it just, I don't know what the hell's happened to him.
Yeah. Just looking at if he's even been active this year. Hasn't done much this year. Actually, yeah, not great. 0-1, two games, 6.23 ERA. Hasn't been really available very much. Only pitched 4 1/3 of an inning.
Ooh.
And he's on the 10-day right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's ugly. That's terrible. And how's it? Art, stop. Herpes infection possibly linked to COVID-19 vaccine.
Oh, no.
That's a lie.
What about your shoulder? Is that the same arm you got?
Herpes, that's not herpes. I think that's a...
Well, what's that New York stuff Post called? That said it's herpes.
No, it's only on one half. Is it on the other half of the body?
I don't know that. I'm not.
Yeah,
that
picture.
I don't know
is,
his other half about.
No, that's the real super painful thing that you get.
Shingles.
Shingles. That's what that is. That's shingles.
Oh, I don't know. The New York Post says it's herpes, but okay.
That's shingles. You only what get, about you know, your? You only get
which shoulder
on
did you get your?
No such thing. I dislocated a shoulder.
No, but which shoulder? Which arm did you get your vaccine in?
Right arm.
The right arm?
Yeah.
And it's shot over to the left.
Hmm?
But where your herpes is.
No, he
I don't
already,
have that. I
don't,
I've never had
that.
Shingles. My wife had shingles once.
She did said she?
It was, she said it was the most painful thing she's ever had. Worse
I've
than
heard
childbirth.
That. Yeah. Worse than childbirth.
She said, and my wife's pretty freaking tough. And she said this was extraordinarily, it can get you just stress.
Extraordinary.
My buddy Michael Bennis had it. Some people get it on their face. But you know, it's only half your body.
Yeah.
Did you know that? It can only go on half.
Well, that only that guy only had it on half his body.
That's why it's probably shingles. It's not herpes. New York Post didn't say that's herpes.
No, it's
it
in the headline.
It did.
That's the headline.
That's
the headline.
Just ridiculous.
Herpes infection possibly linked to COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
That's what the headline said.
How maybe did you get herpes from that?
Maybe they're using a wrong image. Possibly they may just thrown a shingles.
That's
picture
a shingles
up there.
Picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you need. You need that out there for people to go, oh, I'm not getting it. Shut it down.
Oh, you think the
people payments of $2,000 a week and let's shut all businesses down. Print money forever and never get the vaccine. Wait, what? We were doing the vaccine. I thought we were doing vaccine this whole time. This is our way out.
But it could be if you get herpes from that.
I'll take herpes in. You want, that's fine.
Ooh. Well, you already have it.
Well,
in
yeah,
shoulder.
You're
instead
like,
of shutting down
whatever.
Everything. Yeah,
whatever.
I can say that because I don't have herpes.
In your shoulder,
and
you mean.
I have two vaccines. And I'm
Are
clean.
You fully vaccinated? Congratulations, sir.
I'm fully vaccinated.
What about the guy?
Are
that
you?
Got,
no, I got to go back next week.
Yeah, me too. I'm on Tuesday.
You didn't do J&J?
He's on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, he did Pfizer.
I did Pfizer.
He's on Thursday. I'm on Tuesday. And I got the
are
golf
you,
tournament.
Are you Pfizer?
Day. I'm Moderna, I think.
Oh, you got the poor vaccine.
What? That's for the
that,
poor?
No, no, no. We got the strong vaccine.
No.
It's not the poor
you
vaccine.
Got, you both got
that's
the poor.
That's the powerful
no,
vaccine.
Poverty vaccine.
It gives us COVID.
So,
it's like... Oh,
wait a minute.
Really?
You two got the poverty vaccine.
We get poverty vaccine.
Wait, no.
Poverty
Pfizer's the one
is
that's linked to like
no.
sexual transmitted
Johnson
disease.
And Johnson.
You made that up. No.
AstraZeneca, like,
I'm not on.
Like a 50-50.
I got that Pfizer. Didn't have any issues. Going to get them Thursday.
Oh, we'll see.
Actually, Pfizer's like 95%.
Told you. I'm sorry about your poverty vaccine.
No, but ours tests, it gives you a test run. Like, all right, let's see if you feel bad. Yeah. Well, it recognizes what it believes to be the spike, and it's fighting. Your body's fighting.
That's
great
what
job.
I'm looking for.
You don't even know if you're actually vaccinated. You don't even know
don't
if it's effective.
Know. We're strong. Yes. We know because our bodies broke down a little bit, and it's like, oh, look at this. Your bodies are fighting hard against it. You don't even know about yours.
I'm sorry you have the government cheese of vaccines. It's okay. My vaccine is real cheese. I'm sorry.
AstraZeneca's government cheese of vaccine.
I'm sorry.
Or Johnson & Johnson.
I'm sorry.
It's not even cheese. It's slices, right?
Exactly. Well, that's Kraft Singles. That's another thing. But you got the government cheese of vaccines. And
well,
Kraft
Singles you put on hamburgers.
Oh, what?
Yeah. But it's not real cheese.
Kraft Singles, what?
Doesn't matter.
But I got that shredded cheese, that shredded Parmesan.
On what?
Actually, I meant mozzarella, not parmesan. I said the wrong cheese. Yeah. I got that mozzarella while you've got that government cheese. Congratulations to you.
That's great. I'm going to take my American slices any day.
Even Ice Gelski.
Thank you.
Even Ice Gelski
put it on
says,
a burger.
Good luck with that poor vaccine, John and LG.
Right.
Poverty.
So apparently, Sterling Brown. He was jumped outside of a club late Sunday, a strip club.
According to Andy Slater.
And he was hit in the head with a bottle, needed medical attention. Apparently he had face lacerations.
Why didn't the Rockets put in their little blurb strip club?
Strip club. I
noticed they left
why'd they leave that out?
Some of the details.
He
was involved in an altercation that had some
outside
face lacerations. Face laceration.
At 7 a.m.
Or he was at a strip club at 7 a.m. and somebody got that bottle service and gave him the bottle service on his face.
It's a worse story to tell for them, that one that you just
That's
laid
not
out.
Well, as good a statement.
Aren't they like, don't they have strip club PTSD? All right. I mean, it's like, I thought we were done with, now we're back.
No, you own an NBA team. You're not done with strip clubs. You have players who are in their 20s. Signed football, signed baseball, signed basketball.
Yeah.
You players in your 20s, there's going to be strip clubs.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
And it is kind of a sad place to be. I don't know. Maybe there's fun places. I always thought it's kind of sad.
7 a.m. in Miami at a strip club? That's a sad place for you?
Well, I mean, maybe it's different there. I don't know.
At the booby trap?
Boy.
That's allegedly.
Don't you read this headline for everybody? This is in Total Pro. I'm going to go to Total Pro Sports.
Who did this?
I don't know, but it's about Dwight Howard. No, it's about Dwight Howard.
Total Pro Sports has that.
Total Pro Sports.
Well, that's a name of a. I've been reading them. I remember my grandfather told me he used to open up the Total Pro Sports
page
magazine when it would come to get all the best information and details. If you would like to tell that Dwight Howard story, go right ahead.
This is not true.
But wait until I get out of the room.
Okay, this is not true.
Enlighten the people.
Alex Bregman has new cornrows.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's on Larry Brown.
Which Dwight Howard?
Wait, that's not.
Yeah.
Is that Alex Bregman?
That's Alex Bregman.
Oh, Alex Bregman is going to get murdered by Twitter when this gets.
Oh, my
goodness. He's got cornrows.
Well, he's tight with,
there's no reasoning for this.
He does look like a Miami rapper.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's got a little M&M.
When I say Miami,
M&M thing going
does he look
on.
Like
when I say
Riff
Miami,
Raff?
I don't mean like Miami, like Trick Daddy.
Does he look
I
like
mean like
Riff Raff?
No, I don't. No, it's not Riff Raff. It's real tight. It's short and
it's tight.
It's like Carlos Correa.
He doesn't have long enough hair for it.
If he had his grill, does he have a grill in? Yes or no?
No, but he's
because no, he got a grill.
See where he'd get to get those fixed.
He look like Sean Paul.
He's feeling himself because Paul Wall did a. A video of the Astros, and he talks about Bregman, and so now all of a sudden he's kind of feeling himself, so he got the cornrows. Next up, please put a picture of a grill in at the same time. You will be completely annihilated.
That's New Mexico. Is that what happens in
New Mexico? Kind of gangster. Yes. Albuquerque? Google Albuquerque.
Well, I saw Breaking Bad, thank you.
Yeah, Johnny Tapia's life. You know anything about Johnny Tapia? Just go read, I think Michael Carbajal was from New Mexico. New Mexico, it goes down in New Mexico.
You think he has that hair tonight, or is he just
he was playing? You don't do all that.
Well, not after the internet gets.
I mean, that wasn't somebody putting a it on his head, right? That wasn't Photoshop.
No, that's real hair.
No, no.
That's his.
Did you see Carlos's braids? Or his corn? Or did you see his? He had like a design.
I saw his sleeve.
Did you see his design of hair?
No.
At the home opener?
Oh, yeah.
He's got it braided up real tight.
Yeah.
That's the right now, it's a huge style. And Bregman speaks Spanish. Bregman. He can do that. Bregman speaks fluid Spanish.
Yeah, he does.
It's not a great look for Breggers.
Well, he does.
I didn't think it looked great.
He does have an Eminem vibe to him, though. Is that a great thing?
Eminem's never done this.
Alex
not
Bregman,
the hair, he hasn't.
Instagram.
Oh.
See, it's not on his Instagram, is it?
Well, it was on Instagram Live, it looks like, from what I can tell.
Well, it's gone now. Jackie Robinson Day. He talks about Jackie Robinson. Please don't pull it.
Or someone else's Instagram Live, and he happened to make an appearance on it. But, yeah.
Are we sure it's him? I think it was.
That's him. You imagine this is a thing where he takes, when he adjusts his batting helmet, we're going to see the braids tonight? Do you think we see the braids tonight?
What if he has to take his helmet off and adjust?
Well, you got to flex if you're going
to get it. You got to. I mean, what'd you do it for if you didn't want everybody to see it?
Well, I think people see. I've seen enough, to be honest with you.
Yeah, way more than I wanted. Way more. 10-12 ESPN.
Just wait till Snacks gets the braids, Lance. Whoa. When Cobra.
Can you see Snacks with a sleeve and braids?
One day ago, Alex Bregman just opened a $100,000 box of trading cards. You know you can't get him in Target anymore. Trading cards. You could have gotten a trading card.
Look at his hair there. But he was growing it out for it.
No, he's growing it out.
He was growing out for it, yeah. He was growing
it
out. Yeah,
he's That's okay. That's okay. He's part of the culture.
Which culture is that?
I would say, yeah.
Baseball culture?
I know.
Baseball culture
he
like this?
He speaks Spanish. Did you?
I might braid mine.
Twitter doesn't get to tell you if you're part of the culture. He's part of baseball culture.
I asked you.
Yuli, Carlos Correa. Michael Brantley doesn't feel like he's a braids guy.
And baseball culture is accepting of his hair?
Yeah, baseball culture will be accepting of anything the Astros do.
Yep.
Yeah, they're very baseball open to the Astros.
Loves the Astros.
Baseball, very.
Loves the Astros.
Very, other players love the Astros.
Very understanding and open to any of the things the Astros do.
Yeah.
Typically, yeah.
713-780-3776, 1014, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at Schwabvious.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
10-17, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Patrick Mahomes says there are many ways, different ways I can improve my game. He's right. One of the ways is getting an offensive line. And that has got to be priority. That has got to be priority one for the Chiefs this draft, right? I mean, didn't you say yesterday the Chiefs probably could even take three offensive linemen
in a draft?
I mean, yeah. That's what
they're a disaster up front.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. I mean, they were a disaster when, with the injury. And then
I saw how bad they were.
They were bad. Yeah. That's the only reason they lost that game. That's why they lost that game. They couldn't compete, not with that defensive line. So, I mean, there's the recipe. That was the recipe for beating Tom Brady by the Giants. And that's the recipe for beating. And you know what? People are going to come up. If I tell you that the Chiefs will finish 12-5, you buy it?
Yeah. Why would I not?
Well, because they've been 14-2 I mean,
no, but they're due for a little backslide. We already talked about how six of them could have been losses last year.
I mean, they had a bunch of close, more.
All went in their favor.
Yes, yes. But that's what good teams do, though.
Yeah.
That's what good teams do. They win close
games. Not all of them, though.
No, but it's rare but you look at, I mean, that's what AJ and Fred were talking about the other day, and we looked at it, and we went to the Texans. Oh, they had a bunch of close games. You know what they did? They lost them.
But, you know, they also have holes. The Chiefs have holes.
Yeah.
The offensive line, most notably. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire can't get going if you don't block it up.
No, and he's not good around the goal line at all. He's good when he's got just a sliver, but when it's
he's not a chain. He's not a pile mover.
No, he's not a pile mover, and he's not a jumper either. I mean, there's a lot of guys that'll jump over the top. He can't do that. He just runs into the back of it, and he doesn't move.
Did they lose Darrell Williams? I think they did because he was a good short yardage back. But you can find those guys. I can go give you some. Get Jared Doakes from Cincinnati. Go get him in the seventh round. Boom. Solved. Problem solved. We got a short yardage back.
Yeah.
It's easy. That's not hard.
I don't.
They did not lose.
I thought last year, and I took him on a couple of my fantasy teams, but I thought he was going to be like a breakout guy, and he just wasn't.
Darrell Williams.
No, well, not a fantasy anyway, because he doesn't score touchdowns.
Well, then the other problem was he got hurt for a while.
Yeah.
Remember? And then they brought in Le'Veon Bell.
Now, he's a good runner, don't get me wrong.
This year should be a much better year.
Except I don't know that the goal line thing is solved.
The Chiefs re-signed Darrell Williams. They let go Damian Williams.
And, by the way, it's not a great offensive line.
You know what? Then score a touchdown other than 1 yard out. Scoring from 6 yards out.
Well, right. I mean, he did that early on, and then he kind of disappeared. And then he got injured, too. So that was, that was a problem. Listen, I think that the Chiefs are ready for I don't think this is a – you know, they've had a nice run here of 3 straight years of dominant football. They're ready. I mean, I guess you can be really dumb saying something like that.
But it could get tougher for them.
Yeah,
life could get a little tougher for them. They're not great in the secondary. They're okay at linebacker.
Who's challenging them in that division?
They don't have a good offensive line right now. They need wide receiver, by the way. Believe it or not, they need wide receiver. They've got Tyreek Hill. But DeMarcus Robinson, I think he's still there. They lost Sammy Watkins. They actually are in the market for a wide receiver. Don't be surprised
if
Rashad Bateman possibly ends up there.
There were good ones out there, too. But they got to get the offensive line is first.
Yeah.
Offensive line is first.
Remember, they signed.
That's not the place you get. Like, that's what's going to be interesting.
Coming off a toe surgery.
They might be a team that has to move forward and trade up. Even though they may not want to. That's not typically the move.
Won't there be, at the end of the first round, some offensive tackles in there?
I mean, you could reach. It's a reach at the end of the first. The guys who are going to be there, like if Liam Eichenberg, that's a reach. Like there's reaches. If you want to get a real one, you may have to get into the middle of the first.
Yeah. So, Dell, yesterday we had Glenn Davis on. And tonight, by the way, you'll want to listen to Glenn Davis. I heard Neville. And somebody else this morning, they were talking about the situation.
Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher.
Almost to tears.
It was him and Jamie Carragher.
About the
Can
situation.
You guys hear? You're like his. You haven't heard anything, right?
No.
I said.
No, I didn't hear.
No, you talking to me directly.
I thought he had this.
No, I was telling you the Chiefs kept Darrell Williams and left, and they let go of Damian Williams. I was going to tell you they brought in Joe Thuney. I was like, they can't hear anything I'm saying.
Oh, we couldn't hear anything.
No.
Guys are the worst.
No, nothing.
It seemed like the show was pretty good.
You don't know how often we turn your mic off.
You can't turn my mic off. He never wears his headphones.
No, they got a guard. That's great. And they still have Damian, right?
Damian is gone.
Damian's gone. But that doesn't still.
I was just telling him that Daryl was still there, and I was okay. I guess their headphones aren't on.
No, their headphones weren't on.
John had his out.
So
terrible.
So yeah. So what?
I don't care.
What, is there any?
I'm tired of the Chiefs being good. Beat it.
No, beat it.
This
that doesn't
parody.
Help the tackle situation. They
it's
still have to.
I know you said offensive line. I'm just telling you they did add a really good offensive lineman in the offseason. That's all.
Who did they add?
Joe Thuney.
Yeah, Joe Thuney's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Really good.
Now do right tackle.
Well, they have to. Isn't Mitchell Schwartz coming back?
Let's talk about the Super League. Is there any? We had Glenn Davis on yesterday, and he's going to be on tonight, and he's going to
the
be.
English are
none.
Really pissed about this.
The English are really pissed because it's all American. All American
owners. Who were you listening to earlier that was going off on the Glazers?
I was talking to, who was that guy? That was Neville.
And Jamie Carragher.
Well, that's the guy, Neville.
Yes. Yes. And who?
Jamie Carragher.
Okay. Jamie Carragher. They were pissed. And what have you heard any? What's the backlash in England today?
It's completely against the move.
But their point was, you know what? These are rich guys that have had tough things to do before, and they don't care.
That's what Gary Neville said, that people are saying this backlash will cause them not to do it. He goes, well, the Manchester United owners have, you know, and Roman Abramovich, who's the owner of Chelsea, these guys have had to deal with backlash before and have not cared. And the other issue for them is these aren't English owners, so they don't have to live there. They don't have to worry. Well, backlash, whatever. I'll just live wherever I want to live. What are you going to do to me?
But now, honestly, can there be, or there's already, they've already imposed some sanctions against players who...
Well, that's the threat to try to keep these teams in line. Are they really going to keep the stars of the world from the World Cup? They can say that, but you would have to go through with it.
Well, I don't know that the World Cup wants to get in this.
No, either. I mean, like, even are you going to keep, if you're the UEFA who runs the European soccer, are you going to ban multiple stars from playing in your biggest tournament because their club teams are playing in the Super League? You want to devalue your tournament that way? So you can use that as a threat now, but when it comes down to it,
are you going to do it?
Like, I don't know if Ronaldo will still be a go for the next Euros, but if Juventus is in the Super League, are you going to keep Ronaldo out of maybe his final Euro? Is that what you want to do?
I don't know. Those
are the threats.
There's the threats, and whether or not they go through with them is another story.
Yeah.
But, boy, I could certainly see, though, I don't know, the government stepping in and, you know.
They've called it multiple times an attack on their game.
Yeah.
And I think it upsets them most because most of the owners, if not all, for those English sides are not English. So it's like it's getting very tribal about, you guys are ruining our game and you're making money off the backs of a game that you weren't a part of for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
So you feel the same way when a team moves out of town here, but it's different because these teams have been there for hundreds of years. They were built on the backs of workers who developed these teams from where they were until these mega brands now.
And how many, I mean, oh, I can absolutely see Parliament stepping in here.
I can see it.
Absolutely, because it's such a huge, huge issue in the country. They would, all these politicians would look like heroes. It's like American politics. We're going to take your antitrust away.
Except that they don't ever follow through.
We're going to legislate law that says these players are going to get paid. These college players are going to get paid.
Yeah.
Who looks like a bad guy?
No one does. Yeah. You win a lot of points. The other 14 Premier League sides voted today. Some felt very ceremonial about, we are completely against it. Okay, sure. Now, what are you going to do about it? Are you threatening to throw out Man U and Arsenal and Chelsea from the league? Seems unlikely because they make so much money that you guys survive because of the attention they bring to the league. A real step has to be taken because all this stuff right now is a lot of posturing. Unless the government really does get involved, what's stopping Real Madrid and Barcelona from doing it or Man City if all we're going to hear about are words?
Yeah,
they better say we will legit ban you from competition. Or what you can do is you can deduct them points. And say, for a year, you guys are playing in the minor league. It's not called that, but I'll just use it for American sports. You'll play in the minor league for a year because you guys have done something detrimental to the game. That would be a step to take to keep them around, but to punish them for it, I don't know if they will do that.
I mean, and how do even their own fans feel about it?
The fans aren't happy.
No, but they're even like the teams that are even going.
That's what I'm saying.
The teams that are being left behind.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. I mean, I'm sure you'll find some. That'll say it'd be cool, I guess. But a lot of fans are like, this sucks.
Yeah.
This is not what we signed up for.
Like I said, golf tried to do the Greg Norman tried to do this in golf and the players revolted. I wonder if the players don't hear the fans and say, I ain't doing it.
We haven't seen a lot of current players talk about it. Jurgen Klopp, who's a manager for Liverpool, was asked about it before his game and he talked about it previously, I think in August of 2019, saying he was against it. And, you know, now that it's a deal where his owner is actually involved, he didn't come out and go, this is awful or a bad decision, but he has said he's not in agreement with it. But he pretty much say, I'm the manager. Hey, right. My players, this isn't our fault. We didn't know anything about it. Just please still support us because they had a game the same day. He got upset because the other team was wearing shirts that said something about earn it and football's for the fans in a direct assault of, you know, the Super League is like, hey, you 15 big squads, you don't even have to really earn anything. We'll just put you in there. You stay there. So he wasn't thrilled with that. Look, the entire country is against this from what I can tell. I did see one player go, huh. And it wasn't what you would say, I guess, is a woke player or whatever. I don't know a stat. He goes, huh. There's far more backlash for this than, you know, when we talk about racism in football in this country. I forgot who the player was, but two players have been pretty open about it. One for James Milner, who's played for a lot of the major clubs, goes, this is wrong. We shouldn't be doing this. I haven't seen a lot of current players do that yet because, well.
You wonder if the backlash just comes from if the players decide, no, we're not playing for this team. Well, you got to give up that contract.
Well, that's the deal. There's money involved. And the other thing is, you talk about banning guys from the World Cup. If you decide to start banning players from playing for their country in the World Cup, that's a real step you can take, and then the players would have to stand on one side or the other. You get to play in the World Cup maybe twice in your life, depending on the cycle. Are you really going to not want to play in that because of a made-up league? These are the things the players are going to have to consider.
Mm-hmm. 10:30 ESPN 97.5, what you got to consider is your payroll. And if your payroll is not doing, if it's not as good as it could possibly be, if you're not 100% satisfied with your payroll company, it's a great time to have them come and look at what you're doing payroll-wise, be it yourself, and your business is growing, and you've gotten to 15, 25, 30 employees, and now all of a sudden you're looking at it and saying, I don't know that we're allocating our dollars best by having our own payroll department, when in fact you can have that done for you. And we've got one CFO, and that's Laura. And she's like, this, they're awesome. It just cannot be better. And especially now, tax time. And if you are not compliant with the Affordable Care Act, if you don't know the rules, if you're messing it up, guess what? They're coming after you. They don't care. They don't care that you're ignorant about it, and that's not an excuse. So let the people who are experts at payroll and taxes and everything else that goes along with all of the government subsidies, they are unbelievable. So you're looking for that payroll company and HR company. It's HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show. We've got just the thing for you, and it's not f***ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN975.
Say what?
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I don't know if you can believe this, but there's apparently a note on a desk at the Patriots offices that indicate that they have a plan to trade for Jordan Love on draft night.
Who unearthed this? Who saw the note?
I don't know, but they sent out a picture of it. Done 187 trade, New England Patriots. I don't know. Anyway, the sheet makes it a note to a possible trade with the Patriots. Involving 2020 rookie quarterback rumored to be it's a Green Bay office, not a Patriots office. The details of the Patriots trading down from pick 15 to acquire Love, the 29th pick, and a fourth round pick. So they give up Love.
And they get a first and a fourth back.
And they get a first and a fourth.
Which is more than they used to
get.
They
move down 14 spots and they get Love.
So the pack.
That's not actually a bad trade, is it? For the Patriots. And the Packers aren't using Love.
So they don't. So they don't give the. They don't give up. They still get to get a first round pick, yeah. Right? They get the go. Just go to 29th.
That's a good pick. But that's a good.
So you move for.
You move back 14
for the Packers. If you're the Packers, you're like you, but you use a first round pick on them. All you're getting is a pick swap and a fourth.
Yeah,
that's not great for them.
For who?
For the Packers.
No, but you move up to 15. Where did they get Love?
In the mid 20s, right?
Yeah, they had one of the best records in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. So if it's just a pick swap, and I guess moving halfway up the draft is not bad in the first round, yeah. but
you're
still
not using Love anyway.
But
you screwed that up.
That just speaks to what
it's better with it than what the Patriots got for Garoppolo.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not going to use the Patriots' bad trade to make the Packers feel better. It's clearly a bad decision on their part. And the original decision.
And from word on the street, what Jordan Love was last year in practices, although did he really get a shot? He didn't even have a preseason.
Yeah,
you know,
none of that stuff.
We didn't see him at all, right?
No, we don't know what he is, and I don't know how the Packers do either.
Where would Jordan Love fit into this draft?
That's a question for Lance, I guess.
And you only had to move down 14 spots to get him?
Would you take, I guess if he was available at 29 and all you had to do was give a fourth-round pick, would you do it? I guess if you're the Patriots, sure.
Yeah. And you get a fourth-rounder too?
Yeah, let's say some team said, whatever the scenario to make it work right in your head. You gave a fourth-rounder and you got Jordan Love. Which means you still get the pick. You still get to pick some person at 29.
Yeah.
It's not bad for
especially
the Packers.
If you think it's a deep draft. Yeah.
It's not bad for the Patriots.
It's
I just
not
don't
bad
get
for the Patriots or the Packers.
Well, I think it's bad for the Packers in terms of, I guess, halfway up the draft, then you get a fourth round pick back. But it just proves that you made a mistake.
You made a mistake.
Yeah.
Well, which is better than. I mean, what did they get for Josh Rosen?
I think they got a second and a they gave up a second and a fifth, and they got a second and fifth, and then they gave up a pick. So I think it was the Dolphins got a lower pick back from the Cardinals, and then the Dolphins gave up a second and a fifth. The Dolphins were in there. We got all these picks. Let's see if we take a flyer. It didn't work out, and they think they have the quarterback situation fixed. Yeah, I mean, it's just the Packers admitting them. If it's real, it's the Packers admitting they made a mistake.
Yep. You know what? I don't mind it for either team if you want to know the truth. We made a mistake. Let's get up to 15. We can move up 14 spots with somebody that we're not going to use anyway.
True. And you get a fourth-round pick back as well. It's just if you're a Packer fan, you're like, wait a minute. We couldn't even get an extra first for him. We had to give up our 29th for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be, we had to actually do a pick swap instead of just getting a first round pick from the Packers.
Nah, you ain't getting it for Jordan Love.
When Mac Jones possibly is getting a team two extra first rounders.
Who would you rather have, Jordan Love or Mac Jones?
Talent wise, I would rather have Jordan Love. Mac Jones is whatever to me. Fine. Okay, sure. He was great at Alabama. I don't see it. If I'm talking about boom or bust, that could be scary for some teams, but Mac Jones, I think, is a second rounder. I would have taken Jordan Love over him. But that's just one man's opinion.
Right.
I just think if you're the Packers fans, you're like, we couldn't even. This guy just got drafted last year. We couldn't even get a first for him. We see what quarterbacks are going for in this draft. And a guy who no one knows anything about, because it's not like he has bad tape out there.
Well, frankly, I think they overdrafted him in the first round anyway. He wasn't great as his last year at Utah State. He didn't, apparently, according to everything, he didn't look good last year in Packers camp. He lost value. You know, it's like driving that car off the lot.
Yeah, that's how it works. I mean, Mac Jones is the unknown, so whoever the 49ers actually decide to draft, but the unknown of Mac Jones is, we'll trade up to three and give up two first-rounders, but the more physically gifted player who's been in a system for a year, and we don't know really anything about other than them some reports that, you know, from practices no one got to see. He's worse. Whatever. But going into 2019, obviously Mac Jones wasn't going to be the starter, but there was no comparison between the two. And a year of tape, and then a year where he didn't play. Now we're swapping picks and getting a four for him. What a misplay by the Packers.
Yep. No, well, yeah, you know what? Get out from under it. And, oh, by the way, you pissed off your quarterback. And, you know, don't you? I mean, they're going to have to do a long-term deal. You know, oh, Aaron Rodgers' contract is hurting. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers' contract is hurting. Go ahead and play without – see how you're doing without Aaron Rodgers.
And by the way, this is from an image that someone saw. We don't know if what will happen or even if it's real. But they're still going to have to draft the quarterback at some point, by the way.
Who, the Packers?
Yeah, I don't know when.
A backup. Well, or you just get a backup.
For when? How long? But we had this talk when Trader Jeff was talking about someone setting up their roster for Aaron Rodgers when he's like 38 years old. How long is he going to be a Packer before you have to actually really make the move? Like 2020, early to make the move, but when do you have to draft the quarterback if you're the Packers?
Well, you did it too early with it.
Yeah.
This isn't an Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre situation.
I'm acknowledging.
Although Brett Favre still went how many years longer?
And then played another. I think the year they took Aaron Rodgers, the Packers still had a good record. The year, I think, of taking him. I don't know about the following year. I don't remember. So if you're the Packers, you drafted Jordan Love. If that image is correct and if something goes down, you're admitting your mistake on him. But then you still have to make the decision to draft one at some point. Is it in 2022 in a bad draft? Allegedly bad quarterback draft? It'd be funny if the Packers still took a quarterback.
Well, yeah, but we didn't know this draft was going to be.
I know. That's why I said alleged.
Alleged.
It'd still be funny. It'd be funny if they took a quarterback at 15.
Right. All right. 10:42 ESPN. No way do they take
it. Hey, we were wrong on Jordan.
We were wrong, but guess what?
But hey.
Well, that's what the Cardinals did. We were wrong about Josh.
Yeah.
Let's take a quarterback.
Yeah.
So let's talk right now about Texas Star Grill Shop. My peeps over there, Rick and Michelle. This ain't a mom and pop's place, though. I'm telling you, this is a huge operation. They've got four locations now in the city of Houston. And what do we always say, too? Don't we say buy local? All right, because you know what? And buy local. And, you go into a sports store or you go into a box store and there's all these grills. Like, guess what? How am I going to get that home, first of all? Secondly, I got to set that up? No, thank you. I want the assembly. I want the delivery. And that's what I get free every time with Texas Star Grill Shop. And the spring sale is fantastic. And listen, I got the DCS. I've had the Traeger. We just used the Traeger to smoke wonderful ribs. Then Napoleon, big green egg is a huge. Weber, of course, the Blaze. There's all, I mean, it is unbelievable the selection that you get. Plus, all of the accessories, everything you could possibly think of, you can buy there, including the meats that are first class, the best. You won't find better meat than what they've got at Texas Star Grill Shop. You're looking for, if there's anything to do with grilling or smoking or whatever it is, no matter if you're a commercial business or you're just trying to do it, you want a small one for the house, whatever, it's all at TexasStarGrillShop.com. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
My goodness. Well, here's a nice story, Dill. A 22-year-old man pleaded guilty Monday, was immediately sentenced to more than 6 years in prison for breaking into the residence of three female college students in the city of Orange, helping himself to refreshments, using a laptop computer belonging to one of the residents to download porn, and then he committed a sex act and left the evidence on the laptop. Do you think that this was a good use of this 22-year-old's time?
So he got free Wi-Fi,
yep.
Free food.
How he got into her, does she not have a password on her laptop?
Maybe not. I mean, I do, certainly. Some people don't. I was thinking, what's dorm security like?
6 years for downloading porn and pleasuring yourself.
Well,
he broke in.
He broke in, ate food, right? Is that what you said?
6 years and 8 months behind bars.
So he broke in. Is this in America?
This is in Orange, Texas.
Orange, Texas. So he broke in, ate, committed a sex act, as you said, and left the evidence. First thing you do is don't leave evidence on the laptop. I mean, even if you
want Orange County.
Orange County.
Orange County. That's California?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't leave evidence directly. And I'm not talking about the evidence of downloading porn. Don't leave evidence of yourself on the laptop.
You're easy to find when you did that.
Don't do that.
Oh, look.
Even if there's a camera of you walking into the dorm, you can always go, yeah, but I didn't break into anyone's room until, you left that stuff behind. It's poor decision making. No, it's not worth it.
The whole thing is poor decision making.
Look, I get what
6 years and 8 months?
Well, I don't know the rules.
That seems like a lot where...
I guess if you're... what's the combination? Committing a sex act during an unlawful
and
activity?
Breaking and entering.
So maybe all that combination leads up to that. Yeah. I would just say free food and Wi-Fi ain't worth it, bro. I get why free Wi-Fi is a big deal. Not 6 years and 8 months of it, though.
Well, this is not the kind of 12-year-old birthday party you're looking to go to, Del. In Laplace. It's spelled Laplace. The first time I was in Louisiana, and I actually sat on a sportscast, Laplace.
And they ripped you.
Laplace! Oh, sorry.
I apologize.
Why do you guys say champagne? Say champagne like everybody else does.
No, it's a different country. You say it like
we say it. It is a different country. Well, at least 9 teenagers and juveniles have been injured after a gunfight broke out at a 12-year-old's birthday party. Do you think that people should be packing? Don't you think that's a celebration and not a place where everybody's packing and shooting at each other?
Look, I take less issue with the gun than you inviting me to a kid's birthday party. It feels like you're trying to punish me.
Well, okay.
Unless I have a child, don't invite me to your kid's party.
Hmm.
Look, honestly, what am I going to do there? Sit down, watch some kids hit a pinata and get a crappy hot dog?
So you want to start shooting it up?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying, do everyone a favor and don't invite me to the kid's party.
Well, that's great. Yeah, especially if everybody's packing.
Well, yeah, that too. I don't want to get shot. Yes.
Right. No, I don't want to get shot at a 12-year-old's birthday party. That's not how we used to have 12-year-old. I don't know.
How did 12-year-old birthday parties go for your children?
We used to, I don't know, you get a baseball glove and we'd start throwing it around
not
the yard.
Not you, but I'm talking about more modern
kids?
Times. Yeah, how did those, no guns at those parties?
No, we rarely had guns at our parties.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe you're doing it wrong.
I mean, I guess it's just not, I don't know. Some guy was busted at Hobby Airport trying to smuggle meth inside a breakfast burrito, Del. Do you think that a breakfast burrito is the best place to put your meth?
Let me get this straight. I got to fill out the logistics. Was he departing? They don't let you take don't let you take food from outside through the gate. So he was already in trouble.
Yeah.
Right? You can't take food from outside.
You put it through the
the
metal detector.
No, they don't let you do it with liquids. He's already having an issue. The whole point is, to keep guns and other explosives out. You're asking for it. That's a poor way to do it. You can't put it in a breakfast burrito because you have to have that. Even if they allow it, that's going through.
Right.
Dumb criminal is the issue here.
So, in Australia, the government has scrapped 2 sex education videos designed to teach teenagers about consent and sexual assault after they were widely panned. The online education campaign used metaphors such as smearing milkshake on someone's face in order to depict disrespect and abuse.
Oh, no. They didn't say Superman that either.
No, I'm talking about a picture of Earth putting milkshake all over his face.
That's
I don't think you should put milkshake all over a girl's face either.
No. Yeah, you think when you're teaching that in school, you'd use all technical terms, not smearing milkshake on someone's face.
Look at her. She got milkshake all over.
You know, I've never thought of that one as one to use. That's new to me. She's got milkshake. He's got milkshake on his face. I've never thought to say that to anyone. Look at you. Look like you got milkshake all over your face. That's new.
Dell, have you ever tried out or have you ever been in the British Town Crier Championships?
Oddly enough, no.
Well, it's being held this year. Unfortunately, it's being held in complete silence.
How does that work?
Well, you have to write out what you are going
to. You have to write out because of COVID.
Apparently, because of COVID, you can't town cry your town crier speech.
Wait, so I've seen celebrities wind up back in studios, like Jimmy Fallon's now having people in studio. You couldn't find a way to socially distance the town crier outside, fresh air.
I guess your spittle goes a long way when you're the town crier.
Or I guess maybe we don't have the competition this year.
Maybe they're not very good. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. See, they're not very. All right. You know what? It's better in silence. Yeah. Apparently, in Utah, school district says it is going to revise a project where students were assigned to be fictional slaves and plantation owners.
Where, Utah, you said?
In Utah. I think Utah should scrap the whole thing.
People don't. Why? Why don't you learn the lesson?
I think they should scrap the whole damn thing.
No more role playing with slavery.
No.
Stop it. Let it be something you read in books and you talk about all the aspects of it, why it was done, why it's wrong. No more role playing with slavery. I don't even care about the whole, you know, you're putting kids in a weird position. I'm talking about job security. You're asking to get fired. No one's learned this lesson. Stop it. I haven't heard one time where this worked out well for the person who decided to do it.
Never. You know what's a bad exercise?
Stop putting children in the role of slaves and owners. It's always going to work out poorly for the adult in the situation.
Right. Dell, are you going to watch it?
Watch what?
Vin Diesel is going to star in a movie version of Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
No.
Why not?
Is he going to be he going to be the robot?
Yes.
Is he going to control? I saw that
red
already.
The blue one.
Did
you play Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
Maybe once or twice. I didn't have the game. I didn't own the game. I've already seen this. Real Steel did this already when Hugh Jackman controlled a robot against another guy, and that's how he bonded with his estranged child.
Maybe it's a remake.
Of that movie that came out
that no one watched.
That terrible movie that came out like a decade ago.
Or maybe he's going to be the red robot. Would you be the blue or the red robot?
I choose the color blue. Well, he is a talking tree in the Marvel movie, so why can't he be a robot?
Why not?
Yeah.
What is that? What is he in?
He's Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, you don't know nothing about that. You're in the Balrogs and Sauron.
So nerdy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
1056.
You shall not pass, John.
Okay, stop. You shall not pass.
You're going to watch the Amazon series and pretend you're not nerdy.
Oh, I'm going to watch everyone.
I know you are.
Charlie's next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.